If you're hoping to use a streetcar to get around the city today, there's a chance your trip could be delayed. The TTC reported that 5 of its streetcar routes experienced delays or had no service at all on Saturday due to vehicles blocking the tracks, an issue that has persisted since a winter storm last weekend caused a snow to pile up along the sides of streets. Customers may experience 30-minute longer than normal wait times on all streetcar routes due to multiple motor vehicles blocking streetcars in various locations, the Transit Commission said. A user on Reddit snapped this photo near College Street and Brock Avenue earlier on Saturday. Blocked at College and Brock. BYU, faint rotting breeze in Toronto. Multiple detours on the 501, 504A and 505 streetcars were being reported on Saturday, while portions of the 503, 505 and 506 tracks had no service at all. A current list of service alerts can be found here. The Transit Commission's social media team was busy on X, Twitter, fielding many complaints and concerns from the public. One user waiting at High Park Boulevard and Roncesvalles Avenue noted that Saturday marked the third day in a row they had to pay for an Uber ride, after waiting more than half an hour for a streetcar that never showed. At TT Chelps, okay, the storm was a week ago and your clown show transportation service is leaving people stranded, again early 4th morning, no 304 504s on Roncesvalles? Not even buses? Why is this happening? No buses? Did I say no buses? Fix this please. Waited 30 plus minutes Uber is $$$. Pietro Pumpkin Eater Israel Nerdface, at Pietro underscore Fizz, February 22, 2025. This storm is a week old, they wrote. Faith in the TTC is crumbling. Another user on X, Twitter, claimed an 80-year-old colleague of theirs waited 45 minutes for a tow truck to remove a car blocking the tracks on Queen Street East. The TTC responded saying it is working closely with the Toronto Police Service and other agencies to resolve these situations swiftly. An 80-plus-year-old colleague just waited outside for 3/4 of an hour for a tow truck to arrive and remove a car blocking the Queen E tracks. At Mayor Olivia Chow at TT Chelps. Should not take that long. Coordinate the TPS, traffic wardens and TTC enforcement please. https://t.co/tuskdespq Ed Drass, at Edras, February 22, 2025. Earlier this week, the Transit Commission urged drivers to avoid blocking transit service and to be mindful when parking on roads with streetcar tracks. On Thursday alone, they said there were 23 incidents of cars parked on major streets against snowbanks that blocked streetcar tracks. This caused delays, diversions, and inconvenience for hundreds of riders, the transit agency said on social media. The day prior, the TTC said it received hundreds of reports since the weekend storm about cars blocking tracks, adding that parking against a snowbank is a risk. Street parking is currently prohibited on most major roads in the downtown core as the city continues its snow removal effort. The fine for parking on a designated snow route is $200. If this happens, you will be tagged and towed by the city as quickly as possible, the TTC said on X. Transit users may be experiencing delays for more days to come as city officials noted that snow removal could take up to 3 weeks.